愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
我们上礼拜读经哈，也到路加福音，我们来看下午来看一段圣经。
Last week's Bible reading is in Luke, and we're going to study a scripture from Luke.
路加第五章。
Luke chapter 5。
路加第五章的从第一节一直到十一节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 11。
这里是记载彼得遇到耶稣以后的改变。
This is a passage recording the transformation of Peter after he met Jesus.
我们一生里面都有几个很重要的人改变我们。
We know that throughout lifetime there are major people who has caused a transformation in us.
第一个改变我们大概是我们的父母。
The first people to change us dramatically are probably our parents.
那第二个改变我们可能是我们的朋友。
The second are the friends around us.
那第三个改变我们可能是我们的配偶。
The third agent of change is probably our spouse.
但是如果我们跟主耶稣有很深密的关系。
Nevertheless, if we have a very intimate and deep relationship with Jesus Christ,
我们会发现一生改变我们最深的是主耶稣。
Then we will discover that the person that is going to change us and alter us most dramatically is going to be Jesus Christ.
因为不管是父母、朋友或者是配偶。
Because regardless of parents, friends, or our spouse,
他们只不过是人。
They are mere human beings.
人是有限的。
Human beings are limited.
但是主耶稣是神。
But Lord Jesus Christ is God.
他的能力无限。
He has infinite power.
他的智慧无限。
His wisdom is infinite.
他的爱无限。
His love is infinite.
所以如果我们跟主已经生命连在一起。
Therefore, if our life is connected to Lord Jesus,
这一种改变是没有一个人能够达到的。
Then this is one transformation that no one else can do by mere human effort.
那这个就是为什么我们要信耶稣。
This is why we want to believe in Jesus Christ.
那如果我们信主到现在，我们都觉得好像我没有什么改变。
If after we believe in Jesus Christ and we feel as though we've never changed,
那很可能我们的信仰还停留在理论的阶段。
And it's quite possible that our faith is resting in a theological stage.
就像那个约伯记说，我从前风闻有神。
Just like Job said that in the past, I've heard of God.
我在道理上听到很多神。
I've heard so much about God in sermons.
但是如果我们跟神的关系很亲近
，Nevertheless, if our relationship is very intimate with God,
我们会亲眼看到神。
Then we'll be able to see God personally.
就是说对神有很深的体验。
Which means to have very deep experience with God.
那彼得遇到主耶稣以后的第一个改变是什么？
What was the first transformation of Peter after he met Lord Jesus?
我们现在来看路加的第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
然后第六节。
And verse 6. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking.
这个地方讲，没有遇到耶稣的彼得啊，他整夜劳力，但是没有打着什么。
It says here that the Peter who had not met Christ before have toiled all night but caught nothing.
那遇到耶稣以后的彼得。
But Peter who had after he met Jesus Christ.
第六节。
In verse 6,
他就抓到好多鱼，鱼险些裂开。
He caught such a great number of fish that the net was breaking.
那第七节。
Verse 7,
甚至这个鱼啊，装满两个船，差不多快要沉下去。
And there was such a great amount of fish that filled both boats, they were about to sink.
那这个两船的鱼是什么？
What are these two boatloads of fish?
两船的鱼就是主耶稣的恩典。
These represent the grace of Jesus Christ.
那在第五节就提到人的有限。
Verse 5 mentions the limited power of human beings.
我们可以尽我们的力量去做。
We can try our humanly best effort.
但是我们尽了力量去做，有什么结果？这有时候是我们没有办法掌控的。
But after we have made our best effort, what will be the outcome is really beyond our control.
但是我们尽了力量去做。
But if we do our very best,
那这个结果是谁在掌控？
And who controls the outcome?
就是主耶稣。
It is none other than Jesus Christ.
所以彼得遇到主耶稣以后，主用他的恩典来补足他自己的努力所做不到。
So after Peter met Jesus Christ, the Lord added upon something supplemented what his human effort was not able to achieve.
就是从没有变成有。
Which is to turn something out of nothing.
这个就是体验。
This is an experience.
这个就是恩典。
This is grace.
如果每一个人，除非说经济相当好，大家都会忧虑自己的生活。
So unless we are very financially secure, every one of us will worry in certain degree about our life.
特别进入中年以后。
Especially after we pass our middle ages.
每一个月都要花好多的钱。
Each month we have so much monthly outlay of expenses.
所以我们最怕是什么？生活没有着落。
So what are we most afraid of? That we have no financial means of support.
现在来讲就是没有工作。
And put in today's terms means we are out of a job.
所以我们尽量有的人做两个班，有的做三个班。
So we try so hard, some people work two jobs or three jobs.
这样的努力当然是好的。
Of course, this is a good way to endeavor.
勤俭是一种美德。
Because diligence is a kind of merit.
但是人如果很努力，
But if a person works very hard,
没有神的恩典，
But without the grace of God,
我们发现努力完之后还有很多的忧虑。
We'll discover that even after our best effort, there still remains so much worries.
晚上回到家里面，整个头脑在想，那明天怎么办？
After we go home, our whole head is filled with what should we do tomorrow?
肉体很疲倦，心灵压力很大。
And we are physically exhausted and mentally drained.
那信仰的好处在哪里？
So what is the benefit of having faith?
就是彼得这里的体验。
It is exactly like Peter's experience here.
你做你应该做的。
After we have done what we ought to do,
但是做不到的,
but whatever we cannot do,
主耶稣用他的恩典来补足。
Lord Jesus will supplement with his mighty grace.
那这样啊，我们尽我们力量做，你就可以很平安睡觉，因为主用他的恩典来补我们做不到的。
And in this case, we can work our very best, and the Lord will complement and make up for what we cannot achieve, and then we can sleep soundly.
这个不只是2000年前彼得的体验。
This is not just an experience limited to 2,000 years ago, Peter.
这个是每个愿意投靠神的人都可以体验到。
But this is something that every person who is willing to depend on Jesus Christ can experience.
因为主耶稣的应许不只是2000年前的人可以得到。
Because the promise of Jesus Christ is not limited to people 2,000 years ago.
他的应许要给每一个相信他的人。
His promise is going to be for every person who is willing to believe in him.
所以提摩太后书彼得后书里面有一句话非常好。
Second Peter has a very good verse.
我们看对，哥林多后书，对不起。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第一章。
Second Corinthians chapter one.
哥林多后书第一章十二节。
Verse 12. For this is our confidence, the testimony of our conscience, is that we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially toward you, with God-given sincerity and purity, not by fleshly wisdom, but by God's grace.
这里说，我们在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
It says here that we don't conduct ourselves according to the world, but according to God's given grace.
所以这里特别提到神的恩典。
It mentions especially God's grace.
然后在第一章同样哥林多后书第一章
Second Corinthians chapter 1
20节
Verse 20 For every one of God's promises is yes in him. Therefore the Amen is also spoken through him by us by God's glory.
神的应许不论有多少在基督都是是的，所以借着他都是实在的。
So every one of God's promises is yes in him. And it's Amen spoken through him.
因此这个彼得捕了两船的鱼这两船的鱼不一定是指着物质上。
So after Peter had caught two boatloads of fish, these do not necessarily represent material blessings.
因为神的恩典不是限制在物质上。
Because the grace of God is not limited to just physical forms.
有的人虽然外在很富足。
Some people may be materially abundant.
但是内心很贫穷。
But they are very poor and destitute in heart.
那神的恩典要让他们内在丰盛。
But the grace of God will make their inner hearts become abundant.
这是有时候人做不到的。
This is something that by mere human effort we cannot achieve.
我们外面拥有很多东西。
Though we may possess so many worldly things.
但是里面就是没有平安。
But inside there is a lack of peace.
没有忧愁，很多忧愁。
There's plenty of worries to go around.
很多的害怕。
many fear.
也没有平安。
And there is no peace.
得不到满足，所以不会喜乐。
Because we have no satisfaction, we cannot have any joy.
主的恩典啊，要满足我们的心。
The grace of our Lord will satisfy our hearts.
充满平安跟喜乐。
To fill us with peace and joy.
现在人虽然外表很忙碌。
Even though people nowadays may appear to be very busy.
你要看那个 schedule 排得满满的。
And their schedule is completely full.
但是人的心呢，缺乏经得起考验的力量。
But human hearts lack the power to withstand difficulties.
小小改变啊，就精神就受不了。
A small change, a challenge will change will rattle us.
那个力量从哪里来？
So where does that power come from?
那个力量就是从主耶稣来。
That power comes from Lord Jesus Christ.
他就是我们的力量。
For He is our power.
所以我们可以承担现实生活很多的压力。
And He allows us to be able to withstand many pressures from life.
那如果我们再把这个拉进来看，到底为什么彼得能够有这样的体验呢？
Now as we zoom in on this picture, what's the underlying reason why Peter had enjoyed this experience?
在什么都没有打着跟打着两船的鱼之间有什么不同？
What is the difference between having an empty boat versus two boatloads of fish?
如果看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
这里说有一只船是西门的耶稣就上去。
Lord Jesus got into one of the boats which belonged to Simon.
所以这一艘船主耶稣上去。
So we notice that Lord Jesus personally came aboard this boat.
而且从船上来教训众人。
And he taught the multitude from this boat.
所以耶稣还没有上去以前整夜劳力没有打着什么。
Before Lord Jesus came aboard,Though Peter toiled whole night long, but he caught nothing.
但是耶稣上船之后，他就下网打了两船的鱼。
After Lord Jesus came on board, he let down the net and he caught two boatloads of fish.
让我们想起大卫的体验。
This reminds us of David's experience.
神是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不至于缺乏。
I shall not want.
我们一生如果有神同在。
If we have the grace of God abide us whole life long,
我们必不至于缺乏。
Then we will lack nothing.
所以我们在生活当中常常我们要追求看得见的有某种程度的拥有，我们才觉得我有安全感。
In this lifetime, we often feel that we will only feel secure if we are able to pursue and obtain something that is physical and tangible.
但是诗篇23篇大卫的体验不是这样。
But Psalm 23, David's experience tells us otherwise.
神是我的牧者。
The Lord is my shepherd.
如果真的归到他的里面来，让他来牧养我。
If we truly belong to the Lord and allow Him to shepherd us,
那我就不至于缺乏。
Then we will be lack for nothing.
所以那个不至于缺乏这个安全感是鉴于我能够成为主耶稣的羊。
So this sense of security from lack of nothing is because the mere fact that we are a sheep belonging to Jesus Christ.
那如果这个关系建立起来，我们就发现不论什么年纪，不论到哪个地方，我们都不会忧愁。
If we establish this baseline of relationship, then no matter what age, no matter where we go, we will never worry.
因为神与我同在。
For the Lord abides with us.
所以我必不至于缺乏。
And we will be in lack for nothing.
他是恩典的来源。
For He's the source of our grace.
我必不至于缺乏。
I will not lack.
所以先追求神本身，神的恩典就很丰盛。
So after we seek God Himself first, then all the abundance of grace will come upon us.
这是我们第一个看到为什么他可以打到两船的鱼。
So this is the first reason why Peter was able to catch two boatloads of fish.
我们再回来看第五章。
Let's read chapter 5.
第四节。
Verse 4. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.
这个圣经里面说讲完了。
Here, Lord Jesus stopped speaking.
主耶稣讲什么？
What was he talking about?
如果我们看第一节。
If we read verse 1.
众人拥挤他要听神的道。
The multitude pressed about Lord Jesus to hear the word of God.
所以主耶稣把这个神的道讲完了。
So after Lord Jesus finished speaking the word of God.
然后那个彼得在那里听到听完了。
And Peter had also finished listening to this sermon.
他就 捕了两船的鱼啊。
After which he caught two boatloads of fish.
那听道跟捕鱼有什么关系？
So what does listening to the word of God have to do with catching fish?
所以有时候我们常常听一些人用很现实的这个观点来分析信仰。
Some people use very practical matter perspective to analyze faith.
肚子都吃不饱，我还去拜神吗？
If I'm hungry, do I still need to go worship God?
好像是说肚子要先吃饱，我们再来拜神。
As if we need to satisfy our hunger first before we worship God.
但是我们在实际生活的体验常常是相反的。
But in our daily life, the experience tells us otherwise.
生活有困难，有时难免。
It's inevitable that we encounter trials and difficulties in life.
但是如果我们在追求神的事情上一直在进步。
But if we continue to strive and advance in the pursuit of God's affairs,
是听神的道就是在追求神。
Listening to the word of God is pursuing God.
就发现那个恩典自然就来到。
Then we will discover that the grace of God will naturally come upon us.
所以他们听完道就捕了两船的鱼。
After Peter heard the sermon and he caught two boatloads of fish.
这是可以体验的。
This is something we can also experience.
这是很多人在信仰生活的体验。
This is a reflection of many people's experience of faith.
先追求神。
First seek after God.
那生活的需要神会照顾。
And the Lord will look after our daily needs.
好，那我们再回来看第五章。
Let's read chapter 5.
第五章的第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
这个主耶稣对彼得说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
Lord Jesus said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.
我们想耶稣是谁。
Let's think about who Lord Jesus was.
耶稣是木匠的儿子。
Lord Jesus was merely a son of a carpenter.
那他30岁以前在做什么？圣经没有记载。
Before his age 30, what was he doing? The Bible doesn't say.
很可能就是停在家里跟父母同在。
Quite possibly he just stayed at home and worked with his parents.
所以如果要叫耶稣说，这个桌子怎么做，床怎么做，椅子怎么做，可能他很有经验。
So if someone were to tell him, make a desk or make a bed, maybe he would be very experienced.
但是木匠的儿子教很有经验的彼得说，下网捕鱼。
But the son of a carpenter telling an experienced fisherman to let down the nets and catch fish.
那第五节西门马上用他的经验，对这个有一点质疑。
So in verse 5, Simon immediately used his experience as a fisherman to somewhat suspect the statement.
我们整夜劳力没有打着什么。
Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing.
那现在就照你的话去做吧。
Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
这个在讲什么？
What does this tell us?
对主耶稣的顺服。
It shows Peter's mission to Jesus Christ.
所以有时候是头脑理性通不过的。
So some things may be irrational to our mind.
但只是因为耶稣这样讲通不过没有关系，你就把它相信就去做就对了。
But merely because Lord Jesus said this, even though it's irrational to us, we just do it and something will turn right.
所以为什么对一些人来像现实意见很难？
Why is it that to many people offering of tithe is very difficult?
因为理性上100块钱10块等于90块。
Because practically speaking, you've had $100 and you offer $10, now you have $90 left.
就我少了十块。
It means that we are $10 less.
那个十块可能我正需要要做什么。
Maybe that is $10 that we are desperate in need for to buy something.
所以我没有办法做得到。
And therefore, I'm incapable of donating.
这是理性啊。
And this is a rational thinking.
但是圣经里面告诉我们如果懂得现实一点，
But the Bible tells us that if we know how to practice the giving of tithe,
神要把天上的窗户打开赐福给我们。
The Lord will open up the gates of heaven and shower down blessing upon us.
当然这个天上的窗户是属灵的。
Of course, the heavenly gates are spiritual.
所以他降下的福气也不一定是金钱的报偿。
So the blessings that is poured down upon us may not be monetarily speaking.
但是一定有福气，这是肯定的。
But something is definite is that God will definitely pour down blessing upon us.
那问题是我信得下去吗？
The question is whether or not we can believe in this.
我是用地上的数学来算，还是我用信心来接受神的话？
Do we calculate with earthly math or do we accept with our faith?
如果用信心来接受神的话，
If we accept with faith,
实际间实在是不难了。
Then making tithe is not difficult.
哦、当我开始做，我们就体会到神很多意外的恩典。
As we begin to practice this, then we will experience many unexpected surprises.
那我们就有更多的信心了。
And we will gain more faith in God.
这个是很多例子里面的一个。
And this is one example out of many.
头脑里面想不通。
Even though it's irrational to our sound thinking.
但是要用信心来接受，去顺服。
But we have to accept with our faith and yield to God.
这样我们的生活就会体验从没有变成一网的鱼。
And then we'll be able to experience from nothing to catching two boatloads of fish.
恩典满满。
And to have abundant blessings.
它是有原因的。
There is a reason.
我们在这个圣经界可以看得到。
This is something we can discover from this passage.
那当他体会到两船的鱼。
After Simon Peter experienced these two boatloads of fish.
好，我们现在看彼得跟主耶稣的这个彼得啊。的第二层改变就开始了。
Now we can see the second stage of Peter's transformation.
好，我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
路加福音第五章第八节。
Luke 5 verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
这个地方我们看彼得怎么称呼主耶稣。
Let's note how Peter addressed Jesus.
说主啊，离开我，我是罪人。
He said, Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord.
但是在第五节,
But in verse 5,
彼得怎么称呼主耶稣?
How did Peter address Jesus?
我们整夜劳力, 没有打着什么。
He said, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing.
这个夫子就是对老师的一个通称。
Master or Rabbi is a general term applying to teachers.
所以主耶稣只是很多老师当中的一个。
So when he said Rabbi, it's merely Lord Jesus is one of the many teachers.
但是当他体会到这两船的鱼，
But once he experienced these two boatloads of fish,
他现在称呼不是夫子，他称呼是主。
Now his address to Jesus Christ is no longer Master or Rabbi, but now Lord.
主是什么？
What is Lord?
你是我的主宰。
Lord means that you are my Lord and Master.
你是我的主人。
You are my master.
我是你的仆人。
I'm your servant.
我是归属于你的。
I belong to you.
那这个关系啊，就更深的一层。
And we can see that there's a deeper understanding of relationship.
所以有时候我们在学校里面修一门课，老师还是老师，修到晚还是老师。
When we study in colleges, after we finish a certain class, the teacher remains the teacher. We are still a student.
你再好的老师，修到晚也不会变成我的主啊。
And No matter how great this teacher may be, at the end of the class, we are not going to call him master.
但是我们在相信主耶稣就不是这样。
But when we believe in Jesus Christ, it's completely different.
我们刚刚好奇来查考圣经。
In the beginning, we are curious and we study the scripture.
这个圣经真的很好，教训很好。
You say, oh, there's many wonderful teachings in the Bible.
每一句都是智慧的话。
Every word contains wisdom.
那接下去我们产生信心。
And then we begin to have faith.
那生活当中开始来体验它。
And in our life, we begin to experience God.
那体验越深，我们发现主耶稣是神啊。
And the deeper our experience becomes, the more we realize that Jesus Christ is none other than God Himself.
那当我们对主耶稣的体验越深。
And then when we deepen our experience in Jesus Christ,
我们就心甘情愿在他面前投降。
Now we are willingly to surrender ourselves before Jesus Christ.
你就是我的主人。
You are my Lord.
你大有能力，你能够做我所做不到的。
You are infinitely more capable than I am, much more powerful than what I can achieve.
我甘愿来顺从你。
I willingly surrender unto you.
我的一生要求你来带领我。
Please guide me throughout my whole lifetime.
如果我们看诗篇的九十篇。
Return to Psalm 90.
摩西的祷告。
In the Prayer of Moses.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
第一节。
Verse 1.
请读。
Lord, you have been our refuge in every generation.
这个地方说，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, you have been our refuge in every generation.
在这个世代里面呢。
In this generation.
没有人愿意称别人是主啊。
No one is willing to address another person as Lord.
大家都希望自己当主。
Everyone wants to be boss.
因为这样比较自由。
Because it's freer that way.
那我们看这个摩西。
Now we look at Moses.
前面说他是神人。 摩西的祷告。
It says here that this is the prayer of the man of God, Moses.
摩西学过埃及一切的学问。
Moses was brought up in all the knowledge of Egypt.
摩西住过王宫。
He dwelt in the palace.
当然他也看过神，面对面跟神讲话。
And he also experienced speaking to God face to face.
在旷野他对神经验极深。
While in the wilderness, he had such profound experience with God.
那到他年纪大，回想过来，要对人生做一个结论。
When he was advanced in age, and he tried to conclude and summarize his life,
他第一个结论就是，我需要有一个主宰主人。
His very first conclusion he drew was that you need a Lord in our lifetime.
那这个主宰主人是谁？
Who is this Lord of our life?
第二节。
Verse 2.
诸天未曾称出，地与世界未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神啊！
Before,
这个主宰就是神。
This Lord is God Himself.
他是创造万物的神。
He is the one who created everything.
在他的创造里面
，in His creation，
看到他的慈爱。
We are able to see His mercy.
在他的创造里面
，in His creation，
看到他的能力。
We witness His power.
在他的创造里面，看到他的智慧。
In His creation, we witness His wisdom.
所以。摩西说我愿意世世代代你来做我的居所。
Therefore, Moses is willing to say, the Lord, you have been our refuge in every generation.
居所就是住在里面。
This refuge is a place where we dwell.
那我们看91篇的第一节。
In chapter 91 verse 1, the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者的隐秘处就住在全能者的荫下。这个地方至高者就是神。
The Most High is none other than God.
他的隐秘处就是与他很深入的关系来躲在他里面。
We live under the protection of the shadow of the Almighty.
就在他全能者的荫下。
We live under His shadow.
那我们的一生就没有什么缺乏。
Then we will not have to worry about anything in life.
所以当我们对神的恩典体验很深。
And once we have a deepened experience in God.
我们第二个阶段呢，就是要建立跟神是主人跟仆人的关系。
The next stage of transformation is to recognize our relationship that God is our master and we are the servant.
那个关系建立，我们会自然会有两个感觉。
And once we establish this relationship, we will come to two understandings.
第一个就是第八节路加第五章第八节。
First is in Luke chapter 5 verse 8.
离开我，我是罪人。
Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man.
没有认识神以前
，before knowing God，
很多人都觉得自己是好人。
Many people consider themselves to be good people.
那确实可能也是好人。
And maybe so.
我们做了很多别人没有做的，所以我们就觉得我是好人。
We have done many good charitable deeds that other people have not done, so we consider ourselves to be good.
但是当我们认识主耶稣以后
，But once we recognize Jesus Christ,
我们跟他有很亲密的关系
，We have a deepened understanding of Him.
忽然，我们对自己的认识从好人变成罪人。
Suddenly, our understanding of ourselves turned from good to a sinful man.
因为神是绝对的。
Because God is absolute.
在他的绝对的善跟美之前，我们都不善也不美。
Before God's absolute goodness, we are nothing.
所以一个人如果常常觉得他是好人，他跟神是离开很远的。
So if a person often feels that he is a very good person, then he is in fact very far away from God.
所以保罗越服侍神，他越谦卑。
The more that Paul drew nearer to God, the more humble he became.
我是罪人。
I'm a sinful man.
我是罪人的头。
I'm the chief of all sinners.
这个没有比这个更谦卑了。
There is nothing more humble than this.
我能够夸什么？
What can I boast about?
我能够夸就是夸我的软弱。
The only thing I can boast about is my weakness.
因为我软弱的时候，神的能力就覆庇我。
Because when I'm weak, God's mighty power will be manifested.
所以当保罗跟神很亲密关系的时候
，So when Paul and God became very intimate,
忽然间他发现他是蒙恩的罪人。
He suddenly realized that he is a sinner under the grace of God.
他是一个软弱的器皿。
He is a weak vessel.
是神莫大的能力通过他做出来事情，而不是他能做什么。
It is the mighty power of God working through such a weak vessel. Him by himself, he could do nothing.
这个就是我们第二个阶段所衍生的一个很实际的结果。
This is the second stage of a transformation in a very practical way.
那下面说，我们就回到第五章的第七节、第八节。
Chapter 5, verse 7 and 8.
西门彼得看见就俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
That Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees.
俯伏是什么？
What does it mean to fall down?
就是一种谦卑。
It is a show of humility.
那在神面前最谦卑是什么？
And to be most humble before God is what?
就是自我舍弃。
Is when we surrender ourselves.
我们看马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
34节。
Verse 34.
第八章三十四节
Chapter 8, verse 34, summoning the crowd along with his disciples, he said to them, If anyone wants to be my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
这说若有人要跟从我
If anyone wants to be my follower,
第一个要舍己
he must first deny himself.
自我否定
To deny himself.
所以当一个人真的跟神已经变成主仆的时候他已经没有自己了
When a person truly recognizes that Jesus Christ is his Lord, then he will no longer have a sense of himself.
因为你已经是我的主了。
Because Jesus is our Lord already.
那我已经变成你仆人了。
I'm your servant.
所以我已经没有我自己了。
So I no longer hold myself to be worthy.
所以我们看保罗在归主的过程。
We see as Paul convert himself into Christ.
第一个问题，你是谁？
The very first question was, Lord, who are you?
第二个。
Second.
你要我为你做什么
What do you want me to do?
这个已经完全尊神为主了。
And this is a show of complete surrendering to God as the Lord.
今天我们需要有这样的心态。
We must have the same type of mentality today.
你是我的主。
You are my God.
你要我为你做什么
You're my Lord. What do you want me to do for you?
那保罗到传道的末期。
Paul at the later stage of his missionary trips.
他说我没有违背从天上来的意象。
He said, I have not gone against the visions from heaven.
神要叫他做外邦人的使徒。
The Lord assigned him to be the apostle for the Gentiles.
神的旨意就是要他殉道。
The Lord's will was for him to martyr.
所以他说我不以性命为念。
So he says, I cast my life aside.
只要完成神给我的托付。
As long as I can finish God's commission to me.
死也没有关系。
Even death means nothing.
这个就是仆人对主人的忠心。
And this shows the loyalty of a servant to his Lord.
所以当我们的关系进到第二步。
So once our relationship progressed to the second stage.
神要我做什么我都可以。
Then whatever God commands us to do, we will follow.
神要我去哪里我都可以。
Wherever God wants us to go, we will go.
因为他是我的主人。
For he is my Lord.
这是何等深的关系。
And what a deep relationship this is.
这是最好的关系。
This is the best relationship there is.
那我们看从第二个再进入第三个。
Now let's progress into the third stage.
路加福音第五章。
Luke 5.
十节十一节。
Verse 10 and 11. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid, for now on you will catch men. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him.
既然彼得称耶稣为主。
And since Peter called Jesus Lord,
现在他的主人对他有一个要求。
Now his Lord has a command to him.
从今以后你要得人如得鱼。
From now on, you will catch men as fish.
这个就是告诉他人生方向的改变。
This tells him the change of direction he needs to take in life.
我们人活到40岁以后。
When a person lives to the age of 40,
大概一生定型了。
Pretty much this person is set for life.
所以人也不太愿意改变。
So it's very hard for a person to change from that age on.
人也不太能改变。
And also incapable of change.
当主耶稣叫彼得说你要得人如得鱼。
When Lord Jesus told Peter that you are going to catch man as fish.
你要过一个新的生活方式。
You are going to live a new direction in life.
这是一个极大的挑战。
This is a great challenge.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
以前你是捕鱼的。
In the past, you were fishermen.
现在你要去救人的灵魂。
Now you're going to be fishermen of man's souls.
愿意吧？
Are you willing?
这两个有什么不同呢？
What are the difference between these two?
每一天都在活啊，你是要捕鱼呢，还是要去救人的灵魂？
Each day we go about our life, but do we want to fish fish or fish men?
当然有不同，而且很大的不同。
Of course there is difference and there is a dramatic difference.
如果他去捕鱼。
If he went out as a fisherman of fish.
那捕到两船的鱼。
Let's say he caught two boatloads of fish.
第一个他吃生活没有挂虑。
First of all, he has nothing to worry about when it comes to eating and drinking.
第二个剩下可以卖，得到一些钱。
And whatever is extra left over, he can sell for money.
可能他的生活水准可以改善。
And he can elevate and improve his standard of living.
他所要的可以拥有。
Now he can possess what his heart desires.
但是如果现在跟着主耶稣。
But now if he were to follow Jesus.
连放枕头的地方都没有。
He doesn't even have a place to lay his head.
这生活上差太多了。
There's a huge drastic difference in life.
你愿意吗？
Are we willing?
你的生活要往下降，你愿意吗？
Are you willing to lower your standard of living?
当一想到生活要往下降，很多人就犹豫不决了。
The moment that people approach with this question, they will probably hesitate.
我爱主。
I love God.
但是我要躲在我的舒服圈子里面。
But I want to remain in my comfort zone.
只要脱离舒服圈，我做不到。
And if you ask me to get out of my comfort zone, no way.
这个就是有条件的。
So this is conditional.
但是当我们再想深一点。
But as we think deeper about this,
你要得人。
We have to obtain men.
你要得人的灵魂。
We have to obtain their souls.
灵魂有多大价值。
How valuable is a soul?
主耶稣说, 你如果赚得全世界, 失去灵魂有什么意义呢?
Well, Jesus says that if you are able to earn the whole world but lose your soul, then what purpose is there?
人还能够拿什么来换取生命呢?
What can a man use to replace a soul?
如果肉体的生命是全世界没有办法换的,
if our physical life is something that the entire world cannot replace,
这只是七八十年而已啊,
this is only 70 or 80 years old.
这是活在地上的生命,
this is the lifespan we spend on earth.
那永恒的生命有多少价值呢?
And how valuable is the eternal life?
它是活在天上的,
it's living in the heaven.
所以当我们在想到它的价值,
so as we consider the value,
忽然间我发现了, 这个是地上没有办法比拟的,
we suddenly realize that this is something that earth cannot compare to.
所以圣经里面说, 主耶稣,
the Bible tells us that Lord Jesus Christ,
他本来是富足的,
previously he was rich.
天上他什么都有,
when he was in heaven, he had everything he wanted.
为我们成为贫穷,
but for our sake, he became poor.
他来到地上什么都没有,
when he came upon earth, he had nothing to call his own.
为的是什么?
For what purpose?
让我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足,
so that we are able to become rich through his poverty.
这个就是他的爱。
This is because of his love.
所以一个人的牺牲,
when a person sacrifices himself,
如果让人能够更多人得到恩典,
if he does so in order to bring about more grace to many others,
如果燃烧自己可以照亮别人,
if he by burning himself up, he can bring light to many others,
那这个牺牲是有价值的,
then this sacrifice is meaningful.
所以这对彼得是一个极大的挑战,
so for Peter, this was a great challenge.
但是这也要让他的生命有极大的改变,
but this will bring about a great transformation in his life.
我们看11节,
let's read verse 11. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him.
这里说把两只船 靠拢了就撇下所有, 这个所有就是包括那两船的鱼了。
They brought their boats to land, and they forsook all, which includes the two boatloads of fish.
就跟从了耶稣,
and followed Jesus Christ.
这是他的新的人生。
This marks the beginning of his new life.
跟着耶稣走,
to follow in the footsteps of Christ.
物质上来讲是很简单的。
Materially speaking, it may seem simple.
因属灵上来讲这是很丰盛的。
But spiritually speaking, this is very abundant.
所以有时候我们摆在我们面前,
so when this situation is presented before us,
神给我们每一个人有相同的资本,
the Lord gives each one of us equal amount of possession.
70年, 80年,
70 or 80 years
这个时间,
of a lifespan,
还有我们的才能,
and also our talents.
我们要往哪里投资呢?
Where are we going to invest this limited resource?
当然, 一个最聪明的人,
of course, for a very most wise person,
他的投资应该不是看到退休以后,
his investment should not be focused on after retirement.
他的投资应该是看到我离开这个世界以后,
his investment should be something that focuses on after departing this life.
我今生的投资会带给我什么?
What will the investment of this life bring about?
这个叫做远见。
This is called about vision.
就是从这个地上看到天国。
Means that we are able to perceive from the earth, see the heavenly benefit, and this is planning of our life.
就是怎么把我的一生用最大的奉献来完成神对我的旨意,
which is how we can sacrifice our life to the utmost extent in order to finish the commission from God.
当我们结束了这一生,
so after we finish this lifetime, we will be rewarded from God. Because we have lived a very meaningful life. This is the third stage of transformation. Sing him. 341. 341.